The Mefarshei HaTorah in learning Parshas Vayigash point out a theme that we see throughout the Parsha. The Torah HaKadosh says that when Yosef finally reveals himself to his brothers, the Pasuk says, V'hinei nechem royes, v'hinei achi binyamin, kifi hamedaber aleichem. And Rashi explains what does it mean when the Pasuk says, kifi hamedaber aleichem, b'loshon HaKadosh. Rashi says that Yosef spoke to his brothers in Loshon HaKadosh. Of course, we all know that the simple pshat is that he wanted to speak to them in a language that only they understood. He wanted to prove to them that he was their brother and knew the language, Loshon HaKadosh, that they were accustomed to speaking to. But the Sefer Be'er Avram says that his point in speaking Loshon HaKadosh was entirely different. He says that what makes Loshon HaKadosh unique? He says what makes Loshon HaKadosh unique is, as the name Loshon HaKadosh imply, it's a language which is based on Kedusha. It's the language that is the language which HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Malachim Kaviyachal speak. It's the language in which the world HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with that language. It's a language that represents Kedusha, the opposite of Tumah, the opposite of Gashmius. Yosef was sending a message to his brothers. He says, I still remain like you, a person rooted in Kedusha, a person recognizing that we are here in the world because of Kedusha and for no other reason. And that's why he said, I speak Loshon HaKadosh because I still live the life that Loshon HaKadosh represents. The Pasuk then says that Yosef and Binyamin finally embrace. V'yipal al tzavrei Binyamin ochi v'yef, u'Binyamin boch al tzavorov. And Rashi says, V'yipal al tzavrei Binyamin v'yef, ashtei mikdash shasinim liyos b'chelkos sh'Binyamin. Yosef cried for the two batei mikdash that will be built in Binyamin's share in Eretz Yisrael, the siphon lecharev, and they will be destroyed. And Binyamin cried on the neck of Yosef, that the Mishkan Shili, which was built in the territory of Yosef, the siphon lecharev. So Chaim Katz, the tells Rosh Yeshiva in the Sefer Be'er Mechaikik, explain that this too is teaching us the same lesson. These two brothers, who were the only brothers they had from the same mother, who had been separated for so many years, who had gone through so many difficulties, when they finally meet, they have so much to talk about, they have so much to catch up on, but that's not what they think about. They don't think about their own personal experiences, their own personal feelings, what they're thinking about and what they're concerned about is the Batei Mikdash, the Mishkan that will be built in their territory and that ultimately will be destroyed. Their machshavas, their aspirations and what they are concerned with are not what mundane matters, but rather all matters of Kedusha. And the Pasuk continues, says Rav Katz, that when Yaakov saw the Agolos, V'yar es Agolos, V'tchi Ruach Yaakov Aviyam. So everybody knows the Rashi teaches us that what do the Agolos represent? Because the last subject that Yaakov and Yosef were studying together was the Parsha of Egla Rufa. When Yaakov saw the Agolos that Yosef was sending him as a proof that this is truly Yosef, V'tchi Ruach Yaakov Aviyam, Yaakov's spirit got uplifted. But he explains there's much more in this pasuk than just that Yaakov Baruch Hashem rejoiced, his heart was uplifted by this wonderful news. What the pasuk is telling us is that we know that all the years that Yaakov and Yosef were separated,
The Shechina did not rest on Yaakov Avinu. The brothers coming back, and telling Yosef, telling Yaakov that Baruch Hashem, Yosef is alive, is not enough of a reason for Yaakov to be excited that the Shechina should come back for that reason. Only after the Yaris HaGolus, and Yaakov Avinu realized and recognized that his beloved son, Yosef, was still very much connected to Kedusha. The Yaris HaGolus, he didn't forget what he had learned 22 years ago. That is what the Chirat Ruach Yaakov Avinu, that's what brought Simcha to Yaakov Avinu, and that's what brought the Shechina, which only rests through Simcha, should be reconnected. Other things aren't what are as important to Yaakov Avinu. And then the pasuk continues, as Yaakov sends his children, prepares to go to Mitzrayim, the pasuk says, V'shehuda sholch l'fanav ha-Yosef, l'hoiris l'fanav goshnoi, v'yavai eretz goshen. Says Rashi, l'hoiris l'fanav, kedagumai, as the Targum teaches us, lifnos le'makom, to prepare a place, l'hoiris, hech yishashaba, to find a place suitable for them to live. But says the Medrash Agada, l'hoiris l'fanav, l'hoiris l'sakon le'beis Talmud, shemisham teitzei hara, to prepare a beis Talmud. And again, why would Rashi, why would the Medrash want to change the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk? Of course, if a whole family is going to make such a major move to go to live in Mitzrayim, they need to be prepared. What pushes the Medrash to say that he went to build a base Talmud Loira, a place where they're going to learn? Because the Torah knows that Yaakov isn't concerned about where they're going to live. Yaakov isn't concerned about houses and material matters. He knows that that will be taken care of. Why is Yaakov concerned? That if we're going to live in Goshen, if we're going to live in Mitzrayim, we have to have a yeshiva where to educate our children, to make sure that just I spent 14 years in Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever, says Yaakov Avinu. I want to make sure that there's going to be such a place for my children and grandchildren and descendants. Because again, Yaakov Avinu, Yosef, their entire concern is just about Kedusha, about Ruchnius. And then, of course, it culminates when Yaakov and Yosef meet after all these years. And the pasuk says, V'yere elov, V'yipal al tzavarov, V'yef al tzavrei oviv. And here too, Rashi says, it was the Zman Krishma, and that's why Yaakov wasn't crying on Yosef. Yaakov was saying Krishma. And many Mefarshim, one of them being the Stipler, Zatzal, in the Sefer Birchas Peretz, asks, Yaakov Avinu, now, after all these years, this incredible moment that he finally reconnects with his son, Yosef, and now he has to say Krishma at this particular moment. So says the Stipler, because Yaakov Avinu at that moment reached an incredible level of ruchnius, reached a level of ahava that we can't fathom. A father seeing his beloved son, who he thought was dead after all these years. And not only does he see him after all these years, but he sees who he is, and he's still Yosef HaTzadik. Yaakov Avinu channeled that ahava, that incredible love, to Ahavas Hashem, which is, of course, represented by saying Krishma v'haftas Hashem alakecha. Yaakov Avinu's being and essence was really here just for avodas Hashem, to serve Hashem. And anything positive that happened to him in his life, he used towards avodas Hashem. In fact, the Stipler explains. The Mishnah in Masechta Brachos teaches us that a chassan is part of the Krishma. A chassan, the first night of his marriage, so busy, so involved with other things, that he doesn't have to say Krishma. But the Mishnah then tells us that Ma'aseh B'Gamliel, Shekara B'Layla Rishon Shenasa. B'Gamliel, the first night that he got married, did say Krishma. Amalai Talmidov, so his Talmidim ask him, Loyla Baratanu Rabbeinu, Rebbe, haven't you taught us Shechasim Pastam Mikrishma B'Layla Rishonah, that a Chasim is exempt from saying Krishma? Amalai, so he responded, Eini Shemei Lechem, I won't listen, I don't care what you have to say. Levatam imeni, machle shemayim afil shachas. Explains Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Usually, a person is busy with all sorts of different situations that come up in his life. And the moments during the day that we have to set aside to say Krishma are moments that he has to grab away and try to use and concentrate to say Krishma properly. And therefore, the halacha, the Mishnah teaches us that if you're involved in a tirdishal mitzvah, so then you don't have to necessarily separate yourself to say Krishma. But Rav Gamliel's life was one long succession of avodas Hashem. That's all he was involved with. So he said, there's nothing that could take me away from saying Krishma, even that one moment, because that's my whole life. My whole life is just Krishma. That's what I'm here for. Yes, we have to do things in life. Yes, we have to get married, says Rebbe Gamliel. But they're all secondary. What's primary taught us Yaakov, taught us Yosef, and teaches us Rebbe Gamliel is our avodas Hashem. And nothing is more important than that. Eini shemei lechem. Even when Yaakov Avinu has this incredible moment that is hard to even describe or understand, the emotions of that moment, he uses that moment not for his own personal use, but he uses that moment for a Havas Hashem to channel his energies and to channel his attention and concentration, all for Avodas Hashem. Well, and that's what Yosef taught us with Lashon Kodesh, and that's the reason we built the Yeshiva Mitzrayim. All of this is just to show that what is important in life and in any situation is that we remember what is our primary goal for being in this world, the goal of Avodas Hashem.